Can you see it? There, just over the hillock they call December, there's 2020 hoving into view. And in Galway, 2020 means the city's turn as European capital of culture. We'll hear more about the general programme when we crest that particular rise. But in music, the year brings Soundscapes, a year-long joint programme from Music for Galway and Galway 2020. A good moment, so, to let Soundscapes artistic director Finian Collins hang out his shingle, an ornate placard featuring prominently the word Beethoven.
Beethoven is one of the big currents. We're going to celebrate Beethoven's 250th anniversary. He is, of course, one of the world's most important composers, left an incredible legacy, and we're celebrating that right through the year, starting with the Midwinter Festival in January, the middle of January, at the Town Hall Theatre, a weekend entirely devoted to Beethoven's early music. At the Cello Festival in April, we'll celebrate him by presenting his five cello sonatas, which straddle his entire career, early, middle and late periods, five different cellists, with myself on the piano. And at the end of the year, we will celebrate him by presenting the Ninth Symphony. My name is Finian Collins. I'm concert pianist and artistic director of Music for Galway. And we're here to talk about Soundscapes, which is the programme presented by Music for Galway and Galway 2020 for next year. There is a massive difference between one and five. The five cello sonatas are a wonderful way to introduce anybody to the development of Beethoven's style, because the first two, which he wrote when he was very young, are full of energy. They're youthful, they're exuberant, they're very tonal, they're very accessible, they're lyrical. You can hear the influence of Beethoven and Mozart. They're bubbling with energy and enthusiasm. The middle one is the number three, which he wrote in the middle of his life, is starting to become a bit more pensive, and it's more demanding, it's more angular, also lyrical, of course, and very beautiful. But you're starting to feel that Beethoven is reining himself in, that he's more concise with his structures. And then numbers four and five, which are opus 102, so that means that they're quite late on in his life, are really quite extraordinary works. The second one, particularly, the last sonata, has a fugue at the end, which is very, very modern sounding. He pulls the harmonies in all kinds of unusual directions. Very tortured music, very difficult in many ways to listen to, in fact, and extremely difficult to play. So there's a huge journey from start to finish. I actually prefer the early ones. I love the enthusiasm, the infectious nature of the melodies of the first two, particularly, I think, the very first one, the F major. The first movement, after the introduction, when it lets go, it just has this brimming energy that comes out, and it's very, very contagious.
Something that took my eye was the Late Night at the Castle programme of the Manuel de Falla Seven Spanish Folk Songs. So you'll be accompanying a cellist for that piece. I played that on violin before, and I've never heard it performed live, actually, and I really, really, really love the pieces. I think they're so interesting, and they're all so different. Each one in its own right really speaks quite a different language to the next. He's not a composer that you'd often see on Irish programmes.
That's true. De Falla is a wonderful Spanish composer, and these folk songs originally are songs, but there's arrangements of them for many instruments, as you say, violin, and the cello arrangements are very, very beautiful, and there's huge variety through the seven songs there, and they've got very evocative names, and some of them are very extravagant, some of them are very, very, very gentle. There's a sleeping song.
Another composer that took my eye was John Tavener, and he would be an appropriate Christmas time composer, really. He composed mainly religious music. And with this festival, I guess a lot of the music that you're showcasing is in sacred venues and often sacred music, but the festival is not a sacred festival.
That's right. One of the strands of concerts going through the year is Abendmusik, which has been dreamed up by my colleague, our associate artistic director for 2020, the wonderful Mark Dooley. he's come up with a series of concerts for St. Nicholas Collegiate Church in Galway, which is celebrating 700 years next year. And these concerts will be 5 o'clock on a Sunday, about an hour and a quarter of reflective music. And they sort of straddle that in between land, between liturgical and secular music. It will be sacred music, but in a secular setting, if you like. It's not going to be part of a service, but it will be reflective. And in many ways, in many cases, there will be a religious overtone to the music. But there's anything from Brahms to, as you say, Taverner, and there's going to be a lot of commissioned works. In each concert, we've commissioned an Irish composer to write a new work for choir. People love to have a moment of reflection. And so this idea of going to a sacred space, but not going to liturgy, but just listening to music and allowing yourself to meditate and think and be transported by the music is something we're developing for 2020.
Yeah, because really you can't escape the tradition, the sacred tradition of classical music or any music.
Absolutely. Well, thinking back to Bach cantatas, and there is a general move away from the church in society today, but we can't get away from the incredible buildings that we've been given by the church. The legacy of the church over the last two millennia is extraordinary, and the music is also extraordinary. So that we will have forever. And the two pillars of the year, really, in 2020 are the Midwinter Festival in January, celebrating Beethoven early works, and then the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven at the end of the year on December the 12th in St. Nicholas Church. And the programme in January is a beautiful programme of early works of Beethoven with the Contempo Quartet, but also with the much-loved duo of the French pianist Cédric Thibergien and the Russian violinist Alina Ibrahimova, who are going to perform three of Beethoven's sonatas, including the Kreutzer. And at the end of the year, then, we have the Ninth Symphony, of course, the Choral Symphony, which brings together all the choirs of Galway with the RTE Concert Orchestra, four star soloists with the veteran Irish conductor, Kenneth Montgomery. And that should be a real great send-off for the whole year and a really great finishing to the project.
The sonic shingle of Finian Collins there, and the reporter was Áine Gallagher. Full details of all the events in Soundscapes on musicforgalway.ie.